Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. Don't forget that you can listen to Mike live on Sundays from 8 to 10 a.m. on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
What is all this?
It's a research lab, agricultural engineering. Dean Barry founded Beta Vegetech 5 years ago.
So what exactly do you do?
We're saving the world.
Oh, good for you. I was getting a little worried about the world. Is that a square tomato?
Yes, it is. It's a pet project of Dean's. The square shape means that farmers can pack 35% more tomatoes per carton. It's cheaper, more efficient.
So that means every slice is exactly the same size?
How does it taste?
Who cares? It's a square tomato. You're doing the Lord's work.
Literally.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. And true currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. And by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Now here's the man who's greening your world one kilohertz at a time, Mike Novak.
And cue the additional billboard.
And by Ecolawn, the ultimate drought-tolerant, low-maintenance lawn.
Thank you, Heather Fry.
You're welcome.
Who's back in the studio. Do you think it would be a good idea if we actually recorded that so that we could play it at the beginning of the show with the other billboards? Where have you been the past couple of weeks?
I ran off to the woods. You told me I had to hug a tree, and I took you literally, and away I went.
But you didn't. There are trees down the block here. You don't.
They
have
need.
To,
they didn't need it as bad.
Oh,
well, they probably
yes, they do. Oh, they need it
yeah.
even more.
Well, let's just say I needed a new tree to hug. I had to get away.
Heather Fry's back in studio.
I missed you so, though.
Oh, I miss you too, baby. And I missed especially you watering the earth boxes out back.
Yeah, we had lots of help, though, Mr. Gavin Carroll and Mike Sanders. I just want to thank them.
They stepped up.
They did.
Big time.
They
and
did. They helped out a lot.
We are in the middle of tomato harvest out there.
Oh, yes.
We have a ton
yes.
of tomatoes out there. Now, our zucchini, they fell flat. They got powdery mildew, and they were done early.
Yeah, any of the zucchini and the cucumber, they didn't make it.
I got tons of cucumbers at home. But it's
trying. You can see it. It's like wants to live, but it's like this Frankenstein sort of cucumber plant at this point.
And it has not nearly enough energy to actually put out fruit.
Right. It's just growing. It's like trying to escape. It's like it's going across the sidewalk, the cement, to like get under the fence. Like there's earth over there somewhere.
It's trying to escape the earth box.
Yes.
That's just sad.
Maybe next time we'll have to do that one along a fence and let it go up and see if it does better.
You know.
Because I don't
but
know.
But if it continues to get powdery mildew,
yeah.
you know, it was just a bad year for that kind of thing. We learned a lot. But my cucumbers at home, see, they're in the ground.
Yes. The Mother Earth and an earth box are two different things.
And it's one of those things where every time you lift a leaf, oh, there's another one. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Oh, whoa, that one's big. We didn't get to that one. How come that?
When you start giving them away to the neighbors and they go,
oh, yeah.
We're sorry. We've been stealing them from you for a month. We don't need any cucumbers. Thanks.
No, we got an electrified fence around our yard.
That happened to my mother, though, and her cucumbers. She had so many. She was walking around to the neighbors and they're like, Claude, we've been stealing them from you for like 3 weeks. I've got like six of them.
Well, you know, we have so many tomatoes, we don't know what to do with them. So, and actually, we are giving away to our neighbors. and other people, as many as we can. And depending on what oh my goodness. Look who just, you don't.
I didn't see. I saw a figure.
It's Mike and Mike out in the hallway. Mike Sanders and Mike Gleason, where we did the Ultimate Backyard Makeover.
Yay.
Mike is going to be on the show later today.
That's
a good way to talk about what's going to happen on the show. Melissa Graham is in studio. Pull that microphone over, Melissa, and we may actually pop it just a little bit lower. There you go. Don't be afraid to play with it. It's it moves. It won't break. And if it does break, well, it's just like everything else around here. Melissa Graham is in studio. She's from purpleasparagus.com.
Mm-hmm.
You got a .com. You didn't even go to .org, did you?
We've got a .org and a .com.
See, when I did MikeNovak.net, can you believe some clown already had MikeNovak.com? I was so...
And who is this other phantom Mike Novak?
He is a photographer who takes photos of the San Diego Chargers, of all things. I thought, this is not fair. Yeah. I go to Twitter a year ago. I can't even get Mike Novak as my handle on Twitter. I had to go to Mike Now.
Well, you're more in the now.
But, you know, I like Mike Now.
Yeah, it's just like Mike Now.
It's Mike Now. He's here. He's happening. He's real. He's gardening. He's radio.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's the Radio Zoo with Mike Now.
I like it.
Sunday Zoo. Sunday edition.
I just got a picture of you kind of Dr. Johnny Fever style in some, you know, FM studio in the 70s somewhere.
So Melissa Graham is in studio. She's from Purple Asparagus. They're doing their big benefit next week. And I'll tell you how I met her in a second. And actually, their benefit is Corks and Crayons. And it's, for you Twitter people, it's at Corks and Crayons. Spell out and. The handle thing on Twitter, something I noticed last week, I was looking, this is me. It's so sad, Heather. But I bet you do this on Facebook too. But on Twitter, I was looking around to see, you know, if anybody posts anything about having the Garden Rant ladies on the show. And by the way, go to the website, MikeNovak.net. We've got a slideshow from me and Garden Rant, and I'll talk about it later, about how I showed up at their talk and I poured the mimosas. Did you see that?
Yeah. I was mad I missed it. I was sad.
11 a.m. I was out at Navy Pier pouring mimosas.
Oh, for the Urban Garden Show? The Garden Show?
IGC. Yep. The Independent Garden Show at Navy Pier. And the Garden Rant women showed up and talked. And I brought the mimosas. I wish I had one right now.
That sounds like a genius idea.
Wouldn't that be great?
Look at that orange juice. Mm.
Yikes. So Melissa is here, the point I was going to make is that a bunch of people tweeted about them being on the show and me going to the IGC, and a lot of them didn't put the at thing on it. They just put Mike Novak, and I'm thinking, hey, how's everybody going to know I'm here unless you put the whole handle on there? Don't we have there's a format here on Twitter? Come on, folks. Give me some props. I'm desperate. I'm needy. I need to be loved.
We'll start introducing.
Were you one of those kids that jumped up and down the corner? Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
I think I was.
I'm sure you were.
Shifting from side to side.
So we're going to pat him on the head and be like, you have a good radio show there. You're all right. You're a good boy.
I know. It's just sad. But you know what? Anybody has a radio show is needy. Come on. They want to hear themselves talk.
I love how I'm nodding, so you know everyone can hear me nod agreeably with you.
And I have to mention one more thing, and Melissa, I'm so sorry. We'll get to you in a second here. But you got to understand, I had actually a friend of mine wrote to me, says, I was asking him to talk about the show, and he wrote to me, says, okay, so for the first half hour, you and Heather talk, and sometimes there's a guest there, and they can get a word in edgewise. And then in the second half hour, it's Rick DeMaio. And
then you and Rick talk.
And then you and Rick talk for about 3 hours. And then in the second hour, you might actually get some work done.
And you wonder why we're between Pacos and Zacos. But damn it, we're good.
We're the best damn radio station between Pacos Tacos
and
Zaca Tacos.
We taste better.
than the tacos?
Depends.
I don't know. I'm not sure. So Melissa's here for Purple Asparagus and their benefit Corks and Crayons next week. In the second hour, Rich, Susie, and the delectable Margaret Eyre will be here to talk about their hosta happening. And as I wrote on my website, who does a happening anymore? They're so stuck in the 70s, but I love it. It's next week out at Rich's Fox Willow Pines in Woodstock, and I am speaking at 1 o'clock next week, Saturday. I'm doing my talk, which is perfect for me. It's called I'm Not Really a Garden Expert, I Just Play One on the Radio. And I kind of cover everything. And if we're lucky today, of course, Rick DeMaio weather at 8:30. If we're lucky, Paul Sanchez will be here. And Heather and I went to see Paul play last night.
Yes, we did at Martyrs. It was amazing.
He and Shamar Allen were on stage. A guitar and a trumpet-like thing. Do you even know what that's called exactly?
I don't know. Yeah, no,
it's
I don't
little,
know.
It's a little short
it was,
trumpet.
Yeah, it had two chambers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
that Shamar Allen
was amazing.
Just wails on. Paul Sanchez, all he's got is his beat-up guitar, and the two of them sounded like a symphony orchestra. I mean, there was more music coming out of two guys with a little trumpet and a guitar.
An acoustic guitar at that.
Acoustic guitar and two voices that I have heard on a stage in a long time.
I know.
It
was breathtaking. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And the folks at Threadhead Records brought them here and...
And we talked about Threadhead Records a few weeks ago, how they're getting money together from musicians in New Orleans and getting them into the health clinics, you know,
getting them housing, getting
them
their albums produced,
getting their albums produced. They front money to musicians who do an album, and then the musicians pay them back
after the album sales.
After the album's released, which means you got to buy some. You got to go to Threadhead Records. Yeah, I don't. You know, you got to post something on the Facebook there about Threadhead so that people know that they can go. In fact, just Google Threadhead, if you know, and you can buy some of the albums or songs online, and lots of it goes to the musicians down there. Some of it goes to Gulf Relief, and these are just fabulous musicians. And Paul and Shamar were excellent at Martyrs last night, and Paul is on his way to the airport, and we hope to get him on in about half an hour.
Yep.
And he did say, next time he's in town, he will stay one extra day and come on this show and just play music.
Yep.
We will do 2 hours of music and pretend it's environment.
Okay.
And gardening.
Okay.
And just let him play whatever he wants.
Okay.
Music to garden to.
Music to garden to. All right, let's do that. Let's go over to Melissa Graham from Purple Asparagus. Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And I met Melissa, and I knew vaguely about your organization, but not as well as I should. You and I met at the benefit for Growing Home. Mm-hmm. And Melissa, I was, as I say on my website, and I posted at MikeNovak.net this week, I was slaving over a hot microphone, and you were slaving over a bunch of hot ovens in the kitchen. And I wandered back there, and I said, "Come on out and take a bow." And Melissa, and she's like directing traffic out there, and people running in and out with plates. And she looked at me like, "Are you crazy? I'm in the middle of the meal." But it's because you don't call yourself a chef per se, but you're a cook.
I am.
How did you get hired to do that for Growing Home?
You know, I had done the appetizers for the event the year before, and they just were very pleased with my staff. And, you know, we've gotten to know them pretty well through my work at Purple Asparagus. They kind of, my catering and my not-for-profit tend to work in tandem. And so they asked me to do it, and I came to them and gave them a menu, and that's how I wound up being at the Cultural Center on
that night. I'm going to do it next year, and I'm going to say, okay, here's what I can give you. If you want, everybody gets cereal, and I'll put fruit on it as well. What do you think about that? Course one and two.
I love that idea because I'm a cereal junkie.
Well, it depends upon the fruit.
I guess so. If I had really exotic, don't put pomegranates on cereal. That doesn't work very well. But I could think of some other things. Nah, they wouldn't want me doing that. But your meal was excellent. And it's one of the things you do. You cook, but you're also trying to bring families together over good food.
Yes.
And that's the whole purple asparagus thing. And you also have a blog spot called littlelocavores.blogspot.com. And that's the link to it is on my website, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show, and it's all there. But you could also go straight there. Tell me about purple asparagus.
Well, purple asparagus is a 501c3 not-for-profit that teaches families about healthful, sustainable eating. And we do that at community centers and schools and farmers markets throughout Chicagoland. We started out, as you pointed out, really dedicated to bringing families back to the table. And what we found when we went out into the communities is there's so much need and so much desire to learn about how to eat well, how to get a good meal on the table for your family in, you know, not a lot of time without a lot of money. And so community centers and schools would come to us and say, can you do a program? And we'd start with one program. We were in McAuliffe School in Logan Square. And we did a monthly program for them for several years. And then in this past year, the demand for our services has just gone through the roof. And
really?
Yeah. We will be in 12 different schools in this coming school year. Probably 4 or 5 of those on a weekly basis.
And when you say you're there, how many of your staff go there and what do you do exactly?
What we do is our monthly program is called the Healthy Snacks Workshop. And we will go in, two of us will go into a classroom or an after-school program and bring in a whole host of seasonal fruits or vegetables, a specific one for each month. Like, so for example, in talking about tomatoes, in September, we'll be doing a tomato workshop. And we'll bring in about 8 or 10 different varieties of tomatoes, cherries, pears, you know, big giant honking heirloom tomatoes, green zebras. And we'll open them up and let the kids smell them, touch them, taste them, and talk about how they're grown, you know, what cultures use them. And then we'll turn around and make two to three seasonal projects with them. So we'll do tomato salad on a stick or smashed tomato bread, just giving the kids the tomato and putting it into a piece of toasted bread with some garlic on it.
I have a challenge for you.
Sure.
This woman.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
Mmm.
That wasn't a mmm like she really loves them.
I continue to try them. I just don't like
them. She doesn't like tomatoes. What would you advise for Heather Fry?
Well, do you like them cooked?
Yes. Here's the odd thing. I like salsa, marinara sauce.
Pizza.
But I don't like tomato juice, tomato soup, or raw tomatoes.
I got a can of tomato juice in the
And the odd thing was when I was a bartender, one of my signature drinks was a Bloody Mary.
There you go.
So I'm a whiz with it, but I don't like to drink it.
You know, I think that's, you know, your point is a very interesting one because kids and we all like things in different ways.
Right.
My son's like that too, but he likes tomato soup, but he won't eat a raw tomato. He doesn't like the skin.
The skin?
It's an after flavor.
It barely exists on a tomato.
They look amazing. They look red and beautiful and juicy. I want to like them, you know. And we've been with our cherry tomatoes out back have been fantastic, and everyone's been popping them like candy when I harvest them and I bring them into the office. So I tried one and I was like, I smiled and walked away from everyone. I'm like, yeah, these are great.
You see, I don't understand how you don't like tomato soup. If you like things, if you like tomato sauce and you like salsa.
You know, it's been a while since I've actually had a good one outside of the Campbell's Condensed.
Melissa?
Yes.
So that's where we should start.
Job. This is your job. This is your task.
I'll try on your tomato soup. Bring it.
That's Melissa Graham in studio from Purple Asparagus. Their benefit next week is Corks and Crayons, and it benefits Purple Asparagus, obviously, and gets you out into the schools, and it gets you teaching people how to appreciate vegetables. Do you feel like you have success with kids?
Yes, absolutely.
In doing this?
Yes. I was just at a farmer's market, the West Humboldt Park Farmer's Market. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever been to that one, but it's a once a month market. And it's,
where is it located?
It's right on Chicago Avenue. There's
Chicago and what?
Chicago, I don't recall
okay, I can
the
check
cross
it out.
Street.
But, you know, we go down to Green City Market, but because that's where we pick up our CSA mm-hmm. from Growing Home. I don't know if you realize at the benefit where I met you, we made the bid on the CSA. And I want to get to that in a second, but go ahead about influencing kids.
You know, we just had this little this group of kids driving by on their bicycles, and we were making tomato salad on a stick. Just caprese salad, beautiful cherry tomatoes, those sun gold tomatoes mm-hmm. that, as Heather just pointed out, are just like sweet like candy.
Little except bit of, that Heather goes, bleh.
Well, just me. Everybody else is, I'm the odd one.
And mozzarella and then a leaf of basil. And we had these girls ride by on their bicycle, and they pull up to the stand, and they look at what we're making, and they were fine with the tomato and the cheese, but then we put the basil leaf on there, like, and they, one of them said, "You're going to make me eat a leaf?" And I said, "Well, you know, just try it. Take a no thank you bite. That's what we always ask the kids, that you may not like it, but at least try it." She pops it in her mouth and she said, "That is delicious." And you know, we find that making food fun and making it, you know, putting it
as opposed to making fun of food.
Well, yes, that's definitely one. But you know what? We can also make fun of food, because if you do that, it's still fun.
Yeah.
And just engaging them in a different way that takes it out of the nutrition, the science aspect of it, mm-hmm. really gets them to think differently about it.
All right. One of the things I was going to bring up is I was talking about the market. There are two things I want to talk about. First of all, and they're related. First of all, the story you heard, if you were listening to the news at the top of the hour, about the egg mm-hmm. recall. All right. And I just went online real quick to see what was going on. What's the latest? And here's a... this is from the Associated Press. Two Iowa farms that together recalled more than half a billion, with a B, potentially tainted eggs this month share close ties, including suppliers of chickens and feed. Both farms are linked to businessman Austin Jack DeCoster, who has been cited for numerous health, safety, and employment violations over the years. DeCoster owns Wright County Egg, the original farm that recalled 300 million eggs August 13th after they were linked to more than 1,000 reported cases of salmonella poisoning. Another of his companies, Quality Egg, what a misnomer, supplies young chickens and feed to both Wright County Egg and Hillendale Farms, the second farm that recalled another 170 million eggs a week later. And it goes on and on and on. Well, we're at home eating eggs right now, and we're not worried about it because we've been getting our eggs at the farmer's market. And it's not factory-farmed eggs. Mm-hmm. And the thing that just annoys me so much is that we get 1,000 people who get salmonella. We have all the problem because we cram all these chickens in these little coops and, mm-hmm. and they don't really have lives. And we do the same thing with cows, and we do the same thing with pigs. And then we say, well, I wonder how that could have happened, you know? But... This is why we need to go to farmers markets. This is why we got to pay more attention to what's going on in our markets.
Absolutely.
And what do you tell people about that? How to buy their food?
Well, I tell them to try to buy food from people that they know and people that they trust. Because when you have a personal relationship with a farmer, you know, they care about you. They care about your families. I get my eggs from a CSA. Like you point out, you have a CSA from growing home. Mm-hmm. I get a meat CSA from Cedar Valley Sustainable Farm. So I get 24 eggs from this farmer that I have a relationship with. But you know, it's interesting that you bring up this whole egg thing, because I got into a big dust up on Facebook.
Really?
I had posted Michael Pollan's recent article interview in the Wall Street Journal, where they, you know, they always try to, every newspaper and you guys all try to make things very, very dramatical. The Wall Street Journal used the quote about the $8 eggs. And he was trying to make economic sense about charging $8 for a dozen eggs. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think, I think that we're, that may be a little bit excessive. I know that my eggs come from my farmer and they're $5 mm-hmm. and they're treated in a very humane way and they're very healthy. But I pointed out that we are all, as Americans, going to have to pay a little bit more for our food if we want a better food system. And I had some folks who said that's really unfair. You know, there are people out there who are struggling. And I think that's absolutely true. There are communities on the south and the west sides who don't have any access to good food. And so how can we be expecting them to be paying this?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there that have the money and have the resources and are still going to the places and buying the bottom priced eggs, meat, chicken, everything.
Well, it's the Walmart mentality. We feel we shouldn't have to pay for anything. We should be able to get all the quality in the world for no money. Quality costs money. Yes. It's like thinking that we can have all of our infrastructure taken care of without paying any taxes. What planet do you live on? If you want to eat healthy, you got to pay for healthy. You just can't assume.
The one thing I don't understand, and I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Which you did.
Why is the stuff that's untainted, that isn't treated, why is that more money? Why is the stuff that goes through the processing and has all these things done to it, which and I would assume would be more costly to do to the product itself and then put on the market, is cheaper than something that's untainted?
Yeah, it's the scale.
It's a scale of things. It's, mm-hmm. it's basically it. When you have 40 chickens and you have 40,000 chickens per chicken, it's a lot cheaper if you have 40,000.
That makes sense, though.
Even if you're pumping them full of antibiotics and whatever
else. I always wonder why the healthy
else.
Stuff costs more, because it's like, this is what you want, this is what you should buy, and they make it hard for you to get it.
But it's an industrial scale.
Right.
And that's why they call them factory farms. Mm-hmm. You know? And what they are, confined animal feeding operations. The idea that it's called an operation and not a farm.
Exactly.
Should be a giveaway. Melissa Graham is in the studio. She is with Purple Asparagus. Really quickly, before we get to the Corks and Crayons benefit, which is next week, and it's at Uncommon Ground Restaurant, mm-hmm. which is just such a great place to go, and it's a great way to get introduced to Uncommon Ground. The other thing I wanted to bring up, and Rick DeMaio weather coming up in just a few minutes. The other thing I wanted to bring up is CSAs. We talked about CSAs. And if you if you do like I do this year, which is grow some stuff in your garden, and you also have a CSA, you have more darn vegetables than you know what to do with. you have more vegetables you've ever seen in your life, and they're piling up in the kitchen and in the refrigerator and wherever else. How do you get people to be able to deal with that much stuff? I mean, what's your advice for? Because I think if you you sign into a CSA mm-hmm. and you never have before, you're going to be a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, you are. You know, and I always say that when you go to CSAs, there are many CSAs like mine. I for vegetables, I use Harvest Moon Organics, and they have several different sizes. And my family, being a family of three, we chose the smallest size. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to get through that vegetables and add on.
We force ourselves to eat the kohlrabi.
Well, the cucumbers. No, it's the cucumbers that you know. You guys were talking about cucumbers, not getting them in the backyard. I'm one of those. We've got earth boxes that every time we walk out, there's another cucumber that's 2 feet long.
How come our cucumbers? No, you want to go into that?
Cement.
Right. Yeah, cement. It's
lots
all the cement
it.
In this cement in this parking lot. Yeah.
You know, I think going on the internet and buying a couple books that are just focused on vegetable cooking and learning how to preserve them, and
you know,
not and
yeah,
and not just by canning but also by freezing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, actually, in our case, I take no credit for it. Kathleen has been reading several books, some of which have been sent to me at the station because I get pitched on books all the time, mm-hmm. and a lot of books that are coming in these days in the horticultural world are cookbooks because of this very notion and this very issue. So. Kathleen's been rifling through these books going, oh, my God, what do I do now? How do I – this is a kind of spinach. It's really not a spinach. I don't know what the heck this is. We got to – let's – you know, pretty much all of them, the fallback for all of them is they say, well, you can use it in soup. And I found that's true. If you can't identify the vegetable and you're not sure what it's going to be like in a salad, put it in your soup. But we do a lot of stir fries and things like that. That mm-hmm. you know, if you just kind of you throw some garlic and you throw some onion in a pan and then you know stir it up. Usually, it's pretty darn good.
Roasting, especially when you've got root vegetables, and they're the ones that you can hardly identify a lot of times.
Oh yeah, we have gotten so back into beets. Mm-hmm. You know what I am going to do, because one of my joys growing up Polish was beet soup, which the Russians call borscht. But I'm going to find a beet soup recipe because I've eaten more beets in the last 3 months than I have in the previous three decades. And it's a delight mm-hmm. to rediscover beets. Now, the thing about beets, they will stain everything you own.
I just have this vision of you with, like, purple face.
It starts with your fingers and your lips and your nose, and then it goes to your best white shirt and whatever else. So be careful with beets. All right, before I let you go, Melissa Graham, Corks and Crayons is next week mm-hmm. At Uncommon Ground Restaurant. Tell me about the benefit.
It is an all-ages end-of-summer party. It's ticket prices range from $60 to free for kids under five. Mm-hmm. And we've got a ton of wonderful things. We've got music. We've got terrific booze. Great food from Uncommon Ground. Oh, yeah, for the kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Woo-hoo.
We got to keep them occupied. No, we've got lots of stuff to keep them occupied.
I always say, put them in front of the TV with a bottle of Ripple. Is what I've been thinking.
Ripple.
am I dating myself here?
Ripple, Borscht? Gee, I don't know.
Is he Fred Sanford? No, for the kids, we've got Harvest Moon Organics is donating all the produce for a mini farmer's market. So the kids get to man the farmer's market and sell the produce.
I prefer to use the word staff.
Staff.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, come on. We're very PC on this show.
And also the Dolores Cole Children's Museum Story Bus will be at the event, which is a great playroom and place for them to go. And there's books and lots of fun things to do there.
And let's not forget, it is a benefit. So mm-hmm. it's going to cost you to get in, but it's a great cause. We're teaching kids how to eat well. It's at Uncommon Ground Restaurant, 1401 West Devon in Chicago, Illinois, in Edgewater neighborhood. Next Sunday, August 29th, 4 to 7 p.m., shall I give the prices here? Do you mind, or do you?
No, that's fine.
You know, because it's a $55 for adult members of Purple Asparagus, $22 for teens, $12 for kid members, and kids under five are free. And as you say, you're going to be sampling food and sipping on wine and non-alcoholic beverages. There we go. We put the kids in front of the TV with an O'Doul's. Actually, that's not quite free of stuff. But,
no.
Show up. You can buy tickets on Brown Paper Tickets. You go to my website. It links you to straight to the event. Anything else you want to tell us, Melissa, before you get kicked out of here?
Yes, there's two things. One, if you can't make it to the event, we've got a tremendous amount of silent auction items that you can buy now on our website. And if you follow at Corks and Crayons, we're going to be doing a couple Twitter auctions of some really, really popular items, including Dinner for Two at Great Lake, which was named the best pizza by GQ magazine. And then also
What do they know?
and on Tuesday, I will be at Prairie Fryer Restaurant in the West Loop, and I'll be doing guest bartending and Sarah Stegner will be pairing some appetizer, and the benefits from the appetizer and the drink will go to Purple Asparagus.
Well, thank you, Melissa Graham, for coming down on a Sunday morning. And what a beautiful day to come down. I'm going to congratulate Rick DeMaio, pat him on the back when we have him on in a second. And go to my website, mikenowak.net, MikeNowak.net, this week, and you'll have all the information, and I hope a bunch of people show up. And we'll have you back on the show, and I think what we'll do one day is you come in and you'll cook us some breakfast. How does that sound, Heather?
I'm curious about this tomato soup.
All right. We'll start with the tomato soup. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
If you're like most Chicagoland gardeners, you've got some problems around the yard and garden. It does happen. Maybe some unsightly brown spots in your lawn have got you down, or something's munching on those otherwise picture-perfect tomatoes or peppers in the vegetable beds. Well, no matter what's bugging you in your garden, SIDS Greenhouses can help. They've got traditional as well as natural and organic products to get your lawn and gardens back on track. And speaking of lawns, if yours is a mess, it's the time to renovate. Yep, right now is the time to start your fall lawn renovation project. It'll take a bit of work, but it'll be well worth the effort. Chris Merlin, Sid's lawn care go-to guy, has the play-by-play on how you can be on your way to an award-winning lawn. And he'll probably even tell you how to do it organically. SIDS, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills on Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. For hours and directions, visit SIDSonline.com. Remember, too, if you have any plastic grower pots, trays, or cell packs left over from spring and summer planting, take them to SIDS for recycling. It's the right thing to do.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Heather Fry is looking at the pictures from the Ultimate Backyard Makeover, which we've got on MikeNovak.net. There's a slideshow on the homepage. Most of the stuff is in. Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It does. I'm thoroughly impressed.
Mike Gleason will be here later about 9:30, and we'll talk about that whole project and how it turned out. You can take a look at the photos there at MikeNovak.net. I'm going to let you in on a tip I discovered this week at the Independent Garden Center show at Navy Pier. I was talking to my friends in the Espoma booth about a couple of their great products, Holly Tone and the Soil Acidifier, from their Organic Traditions line. Now, because we have alkaline soils in the Chicago area, I wondered which of the products gardeners around here might use to help their acid-loving plants, like rhododendrons, blueberries, and hollies. Many of you might not know, holly likes acidic soil, which some might account for why you have some problems with them. And the Espoma folks said use both. And it makes perfect sense. Holly Tone is an all-natural plant food with biotone microbes to provide a complete and balanced feeding. Espoma Soil Acidifier is the finest, most effective soil acidifier available. It contains all-natural minerals that can be used to change the chemistry of alkaline soil. So you use them in tandem, and they might even help turn your hydrangeas blue. Now, you got to have the right kind of hydrangea, of course, but that's one of the things that could happen. So for more information about Holly Tone, Soil Acidifier, and other Espoma products, call 888-ESPOMA-1 or visit Espoma.com, E-S-P-O-M-A.com. Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. Now, this thing goes to sleep on me here.
Oh, I hate it when it does that.
You know, we gotta set these CD players, because I...
CDs? This is becoming a dead technology, CDs.
Well, then tell them to get it out of here. I mean, that's what I got. If they had an MP3
player...
Yeah,
they do. It's just old school setup here.
Instinct karma's gonna get you. It'll get you, watch out, it'll get you. Gonna knock you right on the head. Like a drummer boy with his rumble bum bumming. You better get yourself together.
Get together, cause you know your time coming.
Pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Oh, you did it, now you're gonna
Oh, yeah, pretty soon you're gonna be dead. It's always my favorite.
Yeah.
That, of course, is Shamar Allen and Paul Sanchez. That's a new CD that they have out. We'll see if we can get
it's Bridging the Gap. That's a young generation and an old generation music fan coming together.
Hey,
and
listen.
Doing a new thing.
Old generation, Paul Sanchez?
Older. Not right. Old. Let's, yeah, no, this isn't, you know.
Let's go. We are really late for weather today. I'm sorry about that, Rick DeMaio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Just holding on, listening to you guys talk. That's all right.
We missed each other.
It's kind of like when I have a conversation with my parents every once in a while. They just start talking amongst themselves, and I'm on the phone just listening to them chatting away. I'm like, hello, I'm here.
Yeah, but you know what? When my parents did that,
yeah,
they would start to talk in Polish. And then I was totally shut out of that. But yeah, they would do that on purpose because they, you know, and I would hear Michal in there. And I go, oh, that's my name. All right. What are they're talking about me. So.
Yeah. Well, I listen to them talk in other languages, not in Polish, in somewhat slang, vulgar language. And that's when I didn't know it. I just kind of walk away from the phone at that point. But otherwise, everything is okay.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And speaking of okay.
Yeah.
This weather today.
Fantastic.
Can we keep it like this
forever?
Forever. Then we'd be living in San Diego, okay?
San Diego, right. Although San Diego and Los Angeles have been abnormally cool this year. They haven't even registered a 90-degree day out there along the coast.
Really?
Yeah, and here we've been, we had our 21st day above 90 on Friday. Parts of central and southern Illinois already up to about 45 to 50 days above 90, so the hot summer of 2010 continues to roll along. I don't think we're going to see probably 90 degrees anytime soon, Mike. There's a little bit of a pattern change going on where the overall long wave pattern is trying to make us a little bit more like early September over the next couple of days, probably the next 5 days. But I'm just looking at long-term stuff here, and it appears that we may actually be getting back into a warmer pattern by the end of, probably the first week of September. And this is due to what appears to be now a fairly active Atlantic tropical storm season. I think we're probably going to have Tropical Storm Danielle by later on this afternoon. The satellite imagery is already beginning to show some pretty interesting outflow to this thing. And usually when you get into the second half of the month of August, that's when you generally tend to see your tropical storms begin to develop, because that's when the sun is now obviously getting closer to, I hate to say it, but we're only a month away from the equinox. Isn't that terrible?
You know what? Given the heat we've had this summer, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I always feel sad at this time of year as the daylight declines.
Right.
That's the thing I hate the most, yeah.
Yeah.
That it starts getting so dark. That's just depressing.
But on the other hand, it gets cooler.
It gets cooler. You notice that we've had a little bit more in the way of dew in the morning. You know, that's always a sign of that your nights are getting longer and the mornings are starting a little bit later. But it is kind of interesting that when the sun is now beginning to cross, right now it's about latitude 10 degrees north. Obviously, on the 21st of June, it was at 23.5 degrees north latitude. Then on the 21st of September, it's directly over the equator. So a lot of people don't realize that when you get into the last couple of weeks of August and the first couple of weeks of September, the sun is actually crossing that area where the tropical storms develop, not once but second time. So they cross it as we begin the summer season way back in May and June, and now it's crossing it a second time. So So that area between about 10 degrees north and about the equator is when now the sun is directly overhead. You got to remember, in between the equator and 10 degrees north, if you're down there on the first day of summer, the sun is actually on the other side of the horizon. It's kind of an interesting setup, Mike and Heather, and not a lot of people think about that.
Well, I do because, as a gardener, you do, because you know that around June 21st, the sun at noon is actually a little bit north.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming from the other direction, but I had forgotten that at this time of year, it's going to be directly over the tropics. And if you're wondering why it takes till the end of August for these storms to really get revved up, it's because of that.
Right, and then that's why when you get to about the... normally between about the 8th and about the 10th of September is when we actually have the maximum number of tropical storms in the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. So it's kind of a weird thing here. So we're actually beginning to head into the tropical storm season and looking at the satellite data. And the reason why I bring this up is when the tropics get active, and it looks like we're probably going to have Danielle here probably by later on this morning. Long-range models continue to show that if you begin to develop the tropics, or at least the tropical storms, down in that particular area as they push northward, as we saw back in 2004 and 2005, once that area gets active, it generally tends to keep any cold fronts that are trying to move in from the upper Midwest and southern sections of Canada. The outflow from that storm generally tends to keep those cold fronts from moving southward. So looking out to about 2 or 3 weeks, I have a feeling that the first couple of weeks of September are actually going to be fairly warm. We've already experienced, I think we're down in the books right now, at about the 10th or 11th warmest summer ever. Not so much by the number of 90-degree days we've had, Mike, but the number of 80-degree days. We set a record last week of the longest streak of 80-degree days. We broke that on Tuesday when we hit 79. And then we've also had many, many days where the overnight low temperature has been above 70. So we've had very warm nights, very warm mornings. Even though we haven't had an extreme heat in Chicago, all that has been just to the south. So bottom line, nice today. Temperatures only in the upper 70s with the wind off the lake. We'll probably begin to warm up a little bit tomorrow, but I still think tomorrow morning temperatures in the low 60s, afternoon highs probably in the low to mid 80s. Ditto for Tuesday. And then as soon as we warm up, we cool back down again. So this is going to be a very, very good week. Maybe low to mid 80s if best on Wednesday. Then we cool down for Thursday, Friday. But the long-range pattern, Mike, shows us to be, I think, about 3 to 4 degrees above normal. We've been close to 5 degrees above normal for the month of August, and we could easily be about 3 to 4 degrees above normal for the month of September. And all of that is basically due to what's happening down across the tropical regions of the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico. So this summer of 2010, even though it hasn't been extreme heat, I do think we're going to get a little bit longer pattern of warmer weather. So it's going to go down in the books. It's probably one of the best ones in a long, long time.
It's great. I was looking, before I let you go, I was looking last week at the plant health care report from the Morton Arboretum. And in terms of degrees, we're 28 days ahead of last year.
Oh, yeah.
A month.
A month
ahead of last year.
Right. And a lot of that is primarily due to the fact that we've had a lot of warm overnight lows, a lot of days where temperatures in the 70s, and a lot of rainfall as well. And that kind of slows down the evaporation rate and keeps the temperatures up as well.
Yeah. And so for folks who thought, wow, this was a really hot summer, and you're saying, no, the heat was really, the big bad heat was elsewhere. It really was warm because it was relentlessly warm.
Right. It was one of those where it wasn't extreme, but it was warm and it lasted for a long time.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to continue to do that.
Rick DeMaio Weather, you can find it on my website, MikeNovak.com, or you can go to DeMaioWeather.com. When's the next time you're at Channel 2?
I'll be there on the 5th of September, and then the 12th of September, and looking forward to it.
Fabulous. And we will talk again next week. Always a pleasure. And have a great week, Rick.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. I still do a little bit of landscape advising and even digging. Yeah, as you know, if you heard about the Ultimate Backyard Makeover, which we will talk about later. Earlier this year, I was working on a client's yard with the Care of Trees. They meet me at the site for a consultation. 2 weeks later, we met there again, went over the plan of action, and then they went to work. The job was trimming a honey locust that was a little too overgrown for its small city lot. I represented the homeowner, and together we trimmed the tree limb by limb. They actually trimmed with me making advice. At the end of the day, the tree was much less intrusive, but you would never know that it had been pruned at all. Isn't that the kind of job you want from a tree company? Why wouldn't you make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape? See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
Hey, gardeners. Want to be inspired? Make plans to visit Cantini Gardens in Wheaton, the 500-acre former estate of Robert R. McCormick. Cantini isn't just beautiful, it's a horticultural masterpiece. Stroll through the spectacular formal gardens created by renowned landscape architect Franz Lipp and marvel at the sheer variety of annuals, perennials, ground covers, trees, and shrubs. You'll love Cantini's Idea Garden, Rose Garden, and Native Prairie, too. Cantini has something for everyone, including museums, picnic area, gift shop, and restaurants. Plan your visit today at cantini.org.
I'm going to give you some advice. Don't be brainwashed by spring. Do you know that fall is the best time to work on your lawn. It's time to get to work, and this time plant a lawn that will become lush and green, doesn't need to be fertilized, and once established, I said doesn't need to be fertilized, and once established will rarely need water. It's called Eco Lawn, and it's a blend of 7 fine fescues that is what I call envirological. Eco Lawn grows slowly so you don't have to mow often or ever, if you choose, and it crowds out weeds so you don't need pesticides. Eco Lawn is available at Lake Street Landscape Supply in Chicago, or visit ecolawn.com, ecolawn.com. And in about 60 seconds, we will talk to Paul Sanchez. He's about to get on a plane, isn't he?
Yeah, I do believe he's caught in the checking in line, so we're all right.
All right.
He'll be there for days.
I thought it left at 9.
I better
do this quick. All right. Are deer and rabbits laughing at you behind your back? Do they treat your yard as an all-you-can-eat buffet? Why haven't you tried Bobex products? They are environmentally safe. They're harmless to wildlife, including aquatic species. They are harmless to humans and pets. They contain no petrochemical or synthetic components, and they're made from all natural and recycled ingredients. Bobex repels critters using both the odor and taste of meat meal, fish oil, putrescent eggs, like the ones you buy in Iowa one of these days. Actually, that's different. Garlic and other naturally occurring ingredients, Bobex doesn't wash off in the rain or from irrigation, and it can even help your plants from losing moisture in the heat of the summer and the frigid temps of the winter. It's effective in all 4 seasons. Bobex has been doing this for 20 years, and think you're going to be satisfied. You can find Bobex products at Seasons Garden Center in Alton, Illinois, Pasquazi Home and Gardens in Barrington, Illinois, Sandy's Back Porch Garden Center in Belleville, Illinois. And remember, plants thrive and survive with Bobex. As always, I'm really glad to have them back on the show, and I think you should give them a try.
Love is blind, love has no color. What I'm trying to say is we should love one another. It's written in a good book, that's how it's supposed to be. Love is blind, love has no color. Treat everybody like a sister or brother. That's what my mom and my dad always said to me.
You know what? I remember singing this last night.
Oh, we sang it loudly.
Yes, we did. What's going on over at the airport, Paul Sanchez?
Hey, this is Shamar Allen.
Oh!
Paul is on the phone trying to check in.
Did they take his shoes off and everything?
No.
Oh, well, I'm Shamar, I'm so glad that we have you on the program. Heather and I went to see Shamar and Paul Sanchez play last night at Martyrs.
9:36. Hello?
What time's the flight going?
9:36.
Oh, this is perfect. This is just...
I know your line was very long.
Are you guys both there? Who's speaking now?
This is Shamar.
Okay, Shamar, good. You're still there. I know Paul's there someplace. First of all, I got to tell you, you produce more sound from two guys with two instruments on stage than most any other, you know, band with a half a dozen guys. It was just unbelievable last night. What a great concert you guys put on.
Cool.
And the thing I have to ask you, and Heather and I were debating it, we're trying to figure out, what is that horn you blow? What do you call that thing?
That's a pocket trumpet.
Pocket trumpet?
Yeah.
And how many different trumpets do you play?
I have 3 different ones, but I just started playing this one because, like you asked me, like, people just talk about it all the time.
Well, yeah, because it's so interesting looking, and you could fit it in your pocket.
And the sound that tiny horn generates is just unbelievable, but that has very much everything to do with you, Shamar, and how you play it.
Yeah, it's actually a trumpet. It's just wrapped smaller. Like, it's the same amount of tubing as a regular trumpet. It's just wrapped smaller.
So I guess my question is, what are you doing, a hip guy like you, playing with that that old washed-up musician, Paul Sanchez?
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I don't look at him like that. Like, he's like a mentor to me, you know. Oh. He showed me a lot along the way. I learned a lot from him. he's just a real cool, genuine guy. So, I mean, I like having those kind of people around me.
Actually, Shamar, you guys had a really good vibe last night. You obviously like each other. You play well together. You riff off of each other. And you now you have the CD out, Bridging the Gap. We got to get a link to this on the. Is this part of Threadhead at all, Shamar?
Yep. Bridging the Gap is part of Threadhead.
So
I started my own record label, so it's Threadhead / POME Music Group.
Oh, and I'm looking at the back. Yeah, POME Music Group. And is there a website folks could go to easily? Should they just go to Threadhead?
They can go to threadhead.com, shamarallen.com, or paulsanchez.com.
All right. Shamar is spelled S-H-A-M-A-R-R-A-L-L-E-N, shamarallen.com, or Paul Sanchez, P-A-U-L-S-A-N-C-H-E-S, or E-Z, rather, .com. Or Threadhead, is it Threadhead Records?
Threadheadrecords.com.
Threadhead,
yes.
So
yeah.
Any one of those.
Now,
and, yeah.
I have a question for you, Shamar. Are you involved in the Nine Lives project where they're trying to turn make into the onstage musical?
Well, I'm recording a few songs on it. That's as far as I'm going. Yeah. In my involvement.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about the project, though? I know Paul wanted to bring that up because they're trying to stimulate the voting because they're up for the Pepsi grant.
And you got about 30 seconds.
I'll let you talk to him right now. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Paul.
Good talk to you. I'm sorry to do this to you. You got about 30 seconds to talk about the Nine Lives project.
That's great. It's a book by Dan Baum about New Orleans between Hurricane Betsy in 1965 and Hurricane Katrina in 2005. That my writing partner Coleman Decay purchased the theatrical rights to. We've written 38 songs in a musical adaptation we hope to record this year. We're up for the Pepsi Refresh Grant contest and right now in seventh place.
Oh, that's great.
There, please give us your vote. Go
All right.
online. Give
here's,
us a vote.
Here's what I'm going to do. Kathleen's listening. I'm going to make sure it gets posted to my website by the end of the show so people can vote. You promise me next time you're in Chicago, you'll stick around till Sunday and come down here and play on the show.
I know I was supposed to, but my wife and I are finishing renovating a house in New Orleans. The first thing we've done,
All right.
first one we've done since the flood. So
we're out of time. I got to talk to you later. Take care, buddy.
Nah.
Bye, Mike.
If you ever get down to New Orleans, you ought to enjoy the music scene. Everybody's drinking, having a good old time. Let someone teach you how to second line.
Welcome back to the Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by Espoma, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. And by Back to Nature Compost. Life doesn't start with the seed, it starts with the soil. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is, Mike Novak.
But not before Heather says...
And by EcoLawn, the ultimate drought-tolerant, low-maintenance lawn.
Thank you, Heather Fry.
Yep.
Meet me on Frenchman Street.
The man can wail.
Yes, he can.
So pocket trumpet.
Pocket trumpet.
I like that idea.
I think the only person I would not want to be would be the person who has to mop the stage, because I did see him emptying the spit valve.
Oh yeah,
a few times. I mean, and it's,
you know what I noticed.
It's the nature of the beast. You can't help
he
it.
He had he has a shirt that he leaves untucked, and he kept wiping the valve
yep.
on it, or the what do they call the.
The mouthpiece, right
on his shirt.
Yeah, would,
and it's a habit. You can see.
Yeah,
that
it just that's
and
how
it's
he
sort
does.
Of natural and
yes.
sort of does that. So, Shamar Allen and Paul Sanchez. You can go to shamarallen.com, paulsanchez.com, or threadheadrecords.com. This is great music. I mean,
isn't
you can
it
hear
wonderful?
It. It's just, and you got to see him in concert.
And the musical that they're
but
working on.
But I was a little
on.
Disturbed that Paul's backing off on coming in. Last oh. night he says he's going to, oh, yeah, well, me and my wife. We
oh,
gotta,
no, I think he was
like today?
He thought today.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Next, I know.
Paul,
he's on
next
like,
time, pal.
Yeah, he's on a couple hours sleep. I'm sure he's pooped because he got to see a lot of friendly faces last night he hadn't seen in a while. So
that was the other thing.
Yeah.
He's got a real following
yes,
here in
he
Chicago.
Does. Yes, he does. I've been watching Paul now for 11 years. I've been mm-hmm. going to see his shows. And he was in a band for a long time. And in the recent years, as he's left the band, he's really, really gotten back home with his New Orleans heritage and music and roots. And you can really hear it in his music. And it still has that rock and roll flavor. But it's purely born out of New Orleans jazz. And it's just amazing
and,
stuff.
And a lot of the folks he's got.
Well, he's a contributor on HBO's Treme, too, as well as Shamar.
Right, which and, I have to start watching.
Yes.
So, I got to catch up on yeah. that now that I've seen. They played a song from Treme last night as well.
Yes, they did.
And when I talk about his following, I know he's got a lot of pasty white people who stand up and can't clap time very well.
No, that was just a pocket of people last night. They all came from some ball club game and were
hey,
a little...
I'm a pasty white guy.
Yeah,
so, you know.
I'm a pasty white girl, but I got rhythm. I mean, come on. It's just clapping people.
Okay. This is the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Before we get to the hosta happening, and we may want to start lining, but before I make you call, because we'll take a quick break in a second, I'm actually being dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. Do you know that I have RSS feed now on my podcast?
No way.
And we're about to launch into iTunes as well. And yeah, because I had somebody write me and say, how come I can't get a feed? All right, we'll get you a feed, you know, whatever. That and Twitter and Facebook and everything else. What else? There was, but there's, and you, so you can always catch a podcast. If you miss the show, I hope you will log on and do that. We've got on the home page this week, Report from the Backyard Makeover. We'll be talking to Mike Gleason, who schlepped all the way into the city from Bolingbrook, which I never want to step into ever again. No, you people in Bolingbrook, I love you. It's just that you don't have any soil. You just got clay. You got clay and rocks there. We've got pictures of that backyard makeover. I want to go over there and take a few more shots. Go to MikeNovak.net, MikeNowak.net. Then we've got a slideshow of when I went to the IGC this week, the Independent Garden Center show. And did you just get complimented?
I know it was this dear, lovely woman named Kathleen who said that the link to vote for Nine Lives, the New Orleans musical, is now up on your website.
Let me refresh. Survey says, where is it? There it is. Go to MikeNovak.net, right under this week's show. Click here to vote for the Threadhead Records Pepsi Refresh Grant. I'm going to vote right now.
I already did.
Except I'll have to sign in again, probably. But they're number. So he said
number eight.
They're eight right
they
now.
They were in. They were cusping somewhere around nine, and then they dropped to 13, and now they're back to number eight.
I know. I saw that. And only the top 10 get in. So wait, I'm trying to vote, but their little pop up ad keeps
and the
getting
nice.
In.
But here's the thing: you go, you register, you vote, but there is a. You have to read it. Read it carefully. But I can't. There's a box you can check where you will not get flooded with spam in your inbox.
Right.
It will not, you know, overcome your email account. You just got to make sure you check the box properly. And yeah, they won't. Okay. Just say you don't want the updates or whatever. And you go back each day. You can vote once a day and vote until your finger clicks off.
Well, once a day.
Yeah.
All right. And then you got, they'll ask you to fill in to make sure you're not a computer. You
exactly.
know, NFIEVAN. I'm just doing their little.
Yeah. Eight. But it's the Nine Lives. It's all about.
Wait, is that a number or
mystery, magic, death, and life in New Orleans? From I'm sorry, I'm now the name of the 60s hurricane's going to escape me. But from the hurricane 1960s up to Katrina, and how it's you know changed and helped and just forever affected New Orleans.
And so I'm trying to, if this computer would do, all right, where do I vote now? Here we go.
Yeah.
And vote, and I think I just voted. Come on. Come on. Yep.
But
okay,
did
I
you
just
have a highlight of the show last night that you enjoyed the most, or what was, what? Because have I hooked you? Are you a Paul Sanchez, Shamar Allen fan these days now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
Yeah.
They were just fabulous. I mean, I would go see them anytime. Perform anywhere. I'm just that's musicianship. You know, we were wondering as we're leaving this. We had another band coming into Martyrs, and I thought, how do you follow that?
Yeah, they're. I mean, yeah.
Of course, but I think there was a complete audience turnover at that point,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of interesting too. How that happens. So anyway, go to MikeNovak.net. You could vote for the Threadhead Records Pepsi Refresh Grant, so we can get the Threadhead people. The grant to do the musical, Nine Lives, they want to get it to New York and get the word out. Let's get Rich and Susie and our special guest on the phone. Urban Wildlife has a new place to call home with the opening of the Nature Boardwalk at Lincoln Park. The 14-acre habitat at the zoo's South Pond is designed to be a slice of prairie in the big city. Now, if you go to the Green City Market in Lincoln Park anytime on a Saturday, you just walk to the back of that, and you can see this whole setup at the South Pond. Now, and if you'd ever been to the South Pond before, you know that they had paddleboat rides, but the man-made South Pond had become stagnant and virtually devoid of wildlife. It was scary, to tell you the truth. Well, not anymore. Naturalized slopes and a new island welcome waterfowl and other aquatic wildlife. Prairie plants and more than 100 new trees also help revive the native ecosystem. Enjoy a walking trail around the pond and keep an eye out for black-crowned night herons, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, painted turtles, and more. Also watch for interactive displays and special zoo programs interpreting the new habitat. WRD Environmental was part of the South Pond Rehabilitation Team, creating sustainable landscapes since 1997. WRD is a recognized leader in creating eco-friendly settings that bring people and nature together. For sustainable landscape solutions, choose WRD Environmental at WRDEnvironmental.com. Now, I can't stress enough how important it is to work on your lawn as we head into the fall. You know, if you love your lawn, and a lot of people love their lawns, you can go into therapy for that, but you could just do it organically, too, and not worrying about poisoning yourself or your neighbors. One of the best things you can do for your lawn is to add some cotton burr compost. I'm talking about Nature's Blend with alfalfa and humate by Back to Nature Compost. Nature's Blend with alfalfa and humate is a balanced blend of composted cotton burrs, composted cattle manure, alfalfa, and humate. Cotton burrs and cattle manure, besides their value as organic fertilizers, provide an important food source for beneficial soil organisms, and as you know, it's all about the soil. Alfalfa is high in nitrogen, and humate is an important source of humic acid and micronutrients. Let me just put something in here, right in the middle of this commercial for Back to Nature, and that is, if you're using synthetic fertilizers on your lawn, there's a good chance they're not only not helping the soil organisms, they might be killing them. You know, this is why some people call lawns a biological desert. It's less so if you use things like Back to Nature compost, especially on your lawn, Nature's Blend with alfalfa and humate. It works great as a top dressing or soil amendment. And you're feeding your soil, which feeds your lawn. You can find Nature's Blend with alfalfa and humate at Red's Garden Center in Northbrook. Knupers. Wait. I've been saying Knupers. Some people say Knupers or
Knupers
or Knupers or
okay.
I'll give a prize to somebody who calls in and tells me how to pronounce it. 773-838-9278. I guess I've just been getting it wrong forever, but I'll bet everybody calls it Knupers anyway. And Castle Gardens in Volo and Richmond, shall we? I know which cut we can play next.
You got to breathe or keep trying.
Well, I ain't no grandpa.
Laugh while you're dying. Your life shouldn't end before it begins. You are who you are. Get comfortable in your own skin. Don't waste a day by letting sad get in the way.
Sad move to Indianapolis.
You can be angry inside. Spend your time crying. Or you can laugh while you're dying.
The best line is about you're going to be sad or whatever. Move to Indianapolis.
Yep.
Oh, dear. And on that note, before we get in trouble with the folks, fine folks from Indiana who listen to the program, let us go to line one. And Rich and Susie Air are there from Rich's Fox Willow Pines. How you guys doing?
Hi, Mike.
We're rooting for a good one, whatever that is.
A good something or other. And you know,
it's kind of like
talking when I used to talk to Mom and Dad on the phone, and Rick DeMaio was talking about his mom and dad to have you guys on the extension at home. Oh, wait a second.
The whole family, you got us.
Wait, I heard a special voice there. Who was that, Margaret?
Yes.
How are you, Margaret?
Queen herself.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing just great, and I want you to know that I'm a firm believer of your articles that you write. At first, I didn't understand, but...
Margaret, a lot of people don't understand what I write.
Forget it, though.
But today, I don't want to talk about you. I want to talk about
her.
Our hosta happening.
Your hosta? Margaret, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me and you.
You're getting together, aren't you?
Yeah, we're getting together next week. You're right, Margaret. We should talk about the hosta happening out at Rich's Fox Willow Pines in Woodstock. That is next
Saturday,
week.
Saturday, the 28th.
That's right.
From 9 till 4. And we want you to come out and see us, even if you have no intention of buying. We'll talk into it.
Well, you know, if they come out, they've got to buy a hosta because you've got hundreds of varieties, a lot of which you divided yourself, right, Margaret?
Right. And...
As soon as yesterday, she knocked out 100 or so, potted them up yesterday. And everything is very fat and full. The economic downturn means that they're bigger and fuller. And as you know, nothing goes to Foxville Pines and the hosta sales. You write the check to Heifer Project, and you get a charitable deduction besides. So by supporting a worthy organization that really battles firsthand, and that Susie and I have checked up on worldwide, the thing really transforms people's lives.
You know, I have to ask you how many thousands of dollars you've contributed to Heifer over the years. I know that's your great passion and your great love, and I know it's
a very nice, substantial number, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think between 400 and 500, and it started by Mom... given us money to start the nursery. I said to her, I'd like to pay you back the CDs, and she says, oh, just, you know, you kids go ahead. And so then I bought her some hosta, and she really liked them, so I ended up buying her 500 varieties. After a year or two, in a few weeks, she sold $2,500 worth, and Susie and I were mucky mucks on the Heifer Foundation board, and then... it just grew from there, and with the loving support of 100 volunteers, you're always welcome to come out and help us split up the hosta and do it. We're so honored.
I didn't realize, actually, Richard, that you have volunteers come out to help you do that. And do they just walk in and say, I want to help split up hostas?
Oh, we ask them to call, make sure.
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 No, that's what I meant, though.
It has a social agenda as well, so.
And every flower show, and this year we're going to do Shona sculpture, and The gal who owns the sculpture will donate one-third of the sale price of any of the Shona sculpture to Heifer AIDS projects in
Zimbabwe.
And we're just so honored to be able to do that. And then at the flower show, all the sales from our booth have always gone to Heifer Project, and we donate specialty trees at that time. And
you know, you mentioned the flower show. Of course, people should know that it's the Chicago Flower and Garden Show at Navy Pier in March. So you're sort of previewing what's going to happen next March.
We
want to mention also that if you buy 12 hostas, $10 hostas, that will buy a goat, a sheep, or a pig for someone in a foreign country. Heifer serves at all around the world. And what happens is when you receive a goat or an animal or a cow, you have to then give the first female offspring to another family. So the recipient becomes the donor. And it empowers total community. So especially now, when someone wants to improve their shade garden, come out to Fox Willow Pines and buy some hostas and help world hunger worldwide.
You know,
also, just to hedge our bet, one other way we've donated all the money through endowments. Susie and I have started endowments in this hemisphere, in Bolivia and Haiti, and in Africa, in Ghana, Mozambique, and Rwanda. And so the money that we raise is directed through that, and only 5% of the money is ever given in 1 year. In these developing countries, it's even more corrupt than the gal-dang United States.
And that seems unlikely.
But we've also funded water study projects and matching funds from the employees' donations.
Sometimes we get a special request.
Correct.
All right, but the important thing here is I have to ask Margaret a question, okay?
Oh.
Margaret, are you still closing down the taverns in Woodstock?
No! Yeah, the one time I said on my show that this was a project to keep Mom out of the tavern, and she got a fifth of whiskey, got taken out for cocktails and dinner, and three people asked her if she needed counseling with her drinking problem.
Yeah, but that was when I was on 50,000 watts. So now, if I do this, probably only one person will ask if you need counseling.
Well, listen, Mike, we have not mentioned that you are our featured guest speaker next Saturday at the Hosta Happening at about 1 o'clock.
Come out and join with the other blowhards, if you would, Mike.
And I am.
Try and have some fun, and then I buy the pizza at noon.
I like that idea.
It's a... really a nice time.
And really, after my talk at 1 o'clock, you know, so around 2:30, Margaret and I are going to the tavern. And
that's it.
You know, Mike, I want to tell you one thing. I got to be 92 years old, even in spite of my habit.
It's probably, hey, if anybody wants to meet Margaret, the Hosta Queen, at Fox Willow Pines, come out Saturday, August 28th, and better come out. She's 92 and a half. Come on.
We can't harness her out back.
Well, you know,
too many more years.
Well, Rich,
you're
telling me the story about, you know, how you repaid your mom for helping you out by giving her 500 hostas and saying, and now divide them.
There you go. Yeah, I'm unrelenting.
You are.
Believe what Susan has to do.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting, though, because you guys are, you sell woody plants, you sell... conifers and that are rare and interesting in so very many ways, and yet you do this thing with hostas. It's an odd sort of thing, it seems to me, to do at a place that deals in trees.
Well, this was just something that we fell into by Mom's general benevolent nature. She had to show me the way. And remember, in this modern world, it's our obligation. We're still in the time of milk and honeys. Though it's tough on all of us economically, we still live abundanza with everything. and
don't you throw that fancy language at me, pal. And,
well, the bad guys are working overtime, and so those of us with resources and blessings have to jump on the bandwagon to help others. And I don't really care what your group is that you want to help. Get your rear off the couch and help somebody somewhere.
And if you can, whatever we can, set aside land. Try and join with your neighbors and brothers and sisters and buy land and put it into preservation trust that will keep the land for perpetuity so that we have a true gift to the future generations.
Here. That's a very good idea. You know, I would be remiss if I let you go without you telling me, since you are the conifer expert, what kind of problems have we been experiencing this year? I know we had a lot of rains earlier. That conifers do love their good drainage. Did you see some problems with that, Rich?
No. You always have a few losses with everything in life. I always beware of the person that never killed anything. I have the guilt of killing the rarest trees in the world. But most of the time, it's... this is an abundanza year here in the nursery. Things have never looked this good.
Really?
Because of 2 years in a row of very lush rains. The little bit of heat, we got a little bit of toasting on some things. We had a slightly late frost. Every year there's a few things that get, but the overwhelming growth of life is the testimony to the complexity of our world that's beyond our mental comprehension. And the natural world knows what it's doing. We're the aberrant species that's out here thrashing around.
But
the manifestation is just incredible this year. It's the bloom time has been extended.
Really?
Everything was really lush and beautiful this year in our world. And the tomatoes are lousy this year. Broad audience what caused it. I wonder if there's some kind of fungus or something.
Well, I'll tell you, my tomatoes have been fabulous, and I know a lot of other people are just they're harvesting them in bushelfuls. So I guess that's a trade-off up your way would be your conifers look good, but your tomatoes didn't do so well.
There you go. The fruit is fat and full on the top, but the leaves have just crinkled up and
melted.
And so
interesting.
Mom was raised on the tomato farm on Lawrence and Mannheim, and so I've been raised around professional tomato growers. But
now, how long has it been since there was a tomato farm at Lawrence and Mannheim?
Wow!
Left the farm in 28, I think, or something. Weren't you, Ma?
Well, I was born on that farm in 1918.
You were born?
When did you leave it? When you were 10 years old or something?
No, we moved to another farm in the area when the airport moved in.
So you got bumped by the airport moving in, huh?
Yeah.
my house got...
We want you to put a big circle around from August 28th, and you'll have a lot of fun.
We thank you so much for being our friend and helping us and doing what you do for the garden community. And let's all dream a good dream and go to bed happy tonight and be blessed that
well,
we live.
You know what I love is that your mom, Rich, is right on target. She can't be moved often to a tangent by me. And right away she goes back to August 28th. You got to be there August 28th.
I've been very well supervised by Susan and Margaret my whole life.
Well, you've got to give Margaret a lot of credit. She's inspirational. She's 92 and a half years old. She comes to work every day. She has... one volunteer that comes every Monday, so she loves Mondays. And Ed is probably 20 years younger, and she said if she were just a little bit younger, she'd be after him. But guess what? She's after him. And he indulges her, and, he and she really have set that place up. And then she has other loyal volunteers that come. But in the last 2 years, she has not had much help out there herself, so then she relies on us and our employees.
Well, I've got Margaret's picture up on the website. Thank you for sending that to me.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to go meet the Hosta Queen, that's Margaret Eyre, she will be there next Saturday starting at 9 a.m. It goes to 4 p.m. Rich and Susie will discuss heifer at 11 a.m. You're going to tell, and you just alluded to some of the great work that Heifer International does, Suze, and you can get more information about that if you go in at 11 a.m. to hear Rich and Susie talk about that.
We are so grateful for the enhancement of our own life, that Heifer is a validation of existence, that working on these kind of things do, and I encourage others to just be involved with whatever they want also that they feel is meaningful and do their little bit of...
And then,
hopefully saying they're not all bad, you know, all rascals, but we can all do a few good acts for others.
And then, so at 1 o'clock, we go from the sublime to the ridiculous when I talk.
There you go.
And
are you the special guest?
I am, yeah.
Yes, he is our special guest.
Special, used in air quotes. There's air quotes going on.
Mike, I knew you were special.
Yeah, thank you.
They broke the mold.
And it's a good thing. And I'm doing my talk. I'm not really a garden expert. I just play one on the radio. It covers a wide range of things. It's not necessarily fact-free. There is some humor. And there's occasional facts in there, too. So come on out to the Hosta Happening at Rich's Fox Willow Pines, 11618 McConnell Road in Woodstock, Saturday, August 28th, 9 to 4. It's all on my website, MikeNovak.net. I'm going to give you a big fat kiss, Margaret, when I get out there.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks,
all right.
Mike.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. It's like the whole family's
there. I love it.
The whole family. Yeah.
I actually have to say one of the first things I learned being the producer for the Mike Novak Show was the proper way to pronounce Hosta. It's a Hosta, not a Hosta.
Right.
Because I was raised with the incorrect term. We had Hostas.
Oh, really?
A.K.A. up
Hosta.
I got to
tell you something. In the gardening world, there's so many different pronunciations of things, and nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares.
My mother is a fan of turtles. She has 7 pet turtles, and she created a pen for them in her backyard for the summer months when they can be outside. And that's what's in the turtle pen, or the hostas. And the turtles burrow underneath them, and any other plant this would kill.
Not a
hosta.
No, that's one of those plants you cannot kill. If you kill a hosta, you are remarkable.
Yes.
You are really...
Give up. Go brick everything over. Get good all-natural bricks. Just give up.
You shouldn't do
but,
that.
But, I mean, they burrow under. They pull root out, and they're thriving. They're beautiful, big, lush plants, and they're safe for the animals, too. It's not a plant that could hurt them.
And if you go to the Hosta Happening next week, as they said, hundreds of varieties. So you don't have to get those plain green... ones that you, what they call the Winnetka weed, which you line
with
up like...
the little purple blossoms
well,
that shoot out.
Well, a lot of them have little purple blossoms. Some have white blossoms. But what you don't know is a lot of them have very fragrant blossoms. I have one in my yard right now that's blooming that has a lovely fragrance. So you can get some of those, and you get the variegated ones. Some of them are just fabulous. So Hosta Happening next week at Rich's Fox Willow Pines. I do my talk at 1 o'clock p.m. Well, I think it's time to get... Our winner who's desperately looking for a radio show to crash. So while I do this, why don't you see if you can drag Mike Gleason and maybe even Mr. Cowgill and get him in the studio here. If you're like most Chicagoland gardeners, you've got some problems around the yard and garden. Maybe some unsightly brown spots in your lawn have got you down, or something's munching on those otherwise picture-perfect tomatoes or peppers in the vegetable beds. Well, no matter what's bugging you in your garden, Sid's Greenhouses can help. They've got traditional as well as natural and organic products to get your lawn and gardens back on track. And speaking of lawns, if yours is a mess, it's time to renovate. Right now is the time to start your fall lawn renovation project. It'll take a bit of work, but it'll be worth the effort, and this is the right time. I keep hammering this right now as we get into the end of August. If you want to renovate your lawn, do it now and within the next month, okay? Don't wait. Get it done right this year, okay? Chris Merlin, Sid's lawn care go-to guy, has the play-by-play on how you can be on your way to an award-winning lawn. Sid's, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills and Southwest Highway, And in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassard Boulevard. For hours and directions, visit sidsonline.com. Remember, if you have any plastic grower pots, trays, or cell packs left over from spring and summer planting projects, take them to SIDS for recycling. It's the right thing to do. Now, we were talking a second ago about my writing for Chicagoland Gardening Magazine, which terrifies Margaret. No, she likes it. That's right. It doesn't terrify her. It terrifies me. You have only a few more days to pick up your copy of the July-August issue of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine, your best source for Zone 5 gardening information. One plant that looks good all season, besides a hosta, if you don't put them out in the sun, they can look pretty darn good all year. Another one is heuchera, or heuchera. See, everybody pronounces things a little bit differently. Or you could just call them coral bells. Regardless, there are hundreds of varieties. They do well in shade and Chicagoland Gardening. And, they do fairly well in sun, too. Chicagoland Gardening tells you how to have success with this popular plant. And would you know what to do, speaking of sun, if you lost your favorite tree and your shade garden was suddenly in the middle of blazing sun? There's a story about how to adapt. Then there's my column on the inside back page. It's fact-free, which is a relief, really, after so much good gardening advice throughout the rest of the magazine. Chicagoland Gardening Magazine is on newsstands all over the area, but you can subscribe and have it delivered to your door. Go to chicagolandgardening.com or call 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Speaking of DR Services, Mr. DR, the human koala himself, is walking in the door. But we'll get to that in a second. Whenever I talk about corn gluten meal as an organic way to keep weeds out of your lawn, I get a lot of response. It's because folks are interested in organics. And it's fall lawn care time. See, I said it again. Which is one of the two times during the year that you can use Espoma Organic Weed Preventer to help prevent tough weeds like crabgrass and dandelions from establishing now or in the spring.
If I put that in my yard, though, it'll kill all the grass.
If you what?
If I put that in my yard, my whole yard will go brown.
Why? Because that's all you have.
Is weeds.
No, but see, that's it won't, because this is not a post-emergent. This is a pre-emergent. It prevents the weed seeds from... See, and I'm glad you brought that up. This does not kill weeds that have already grown. This prevents weed seeds from germinating.
So what do you do with all the weeds you've got?
Well, I'm doing the Espoma spot right now. So.
Okay. Then tell me to shut up.
It's tell them to shut up time. Okay. I'm going to turn off your mic right now. All right. All right. As I was saying, Espoma Organic Weed Preventer contains corn gluten meal, a byproduct from the production of cornstarch for food. But for some reason, it helps to keep seeds from germinating properly, including weed seeds. Simply spread Espoma Organic Weed Preventer, as recommended, toward the end of summer. That's about right now. And then in the spring, when you see the forsythias start to pop, it won't kill perennials like dandelions. Do you got that now, Ron? It won't kill them, what's there now.
No, that's what I use my daisy popper for.
Exactly. Oh, I found a great tool to pop out dandelions the other day. I'll get to that in a second.
Is that the thing you step on and just pull it out?
Well, there's... okay.
Michael's learning real fast how to mess you up. This is good.
No, this is okay. I go back to the commercial, and then I get to tell Espoma, you just had a five-minute commercial. anyway, and I get to turn your mics off, too. But it will keep seeds from germinating. By the way, don't apply Espoma Organic Weed Preventer at the same time you seed your lawn, because grass seed won't germinate either. That's a tip. For more information, visit Espoma.com, and while you're there, join the Espoma Garden Club. Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, the leader in natural gardening solutions since 1929. Now, I don't, should we do a roulette here? I don't know what song, Heather, we had lined up on the Shamar Allen and Paul Sanchez CD, Bridging the
Gap. I doubt there's a bad one.
You're right. Let's go to number two. We'll just see. This is CD Roulette. See, it's not like your carefully prepared show, Ron.
Yeah, you're interrupting my show prep right now. Yeah.
Which I believe was having a cigarette out back. Oh, dear. In the studio, Ron Cowgill from Mighty House is here, and from DR Services. We should. I get to make that connection on my show. He doesn't do it much because he's a modest guy. And Mike Gleason is here, the winner of the Ultimate Backyard Makeover. And I'd like to say thank you, Mike, for making my life a living hell for about a week.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
And mine for two.
Yes, and Ron's for two. But the pictures are up on both of our websites, MikeNovak.net and MightyHouse.net. We've got the slideshow. Have you been to my website to see this
one? Yes, I have.
I've
seen them. We're just looking at them the other day.
And we just put up, yesterday we put up the final pictures that Ron sent me. And we need to go back and take some more because I notice you haven't put your lawn in yet.
No, not yet.
What's going on?
It's a little costly right now.
So now, what's costly? The sod, the seed? Sod.
Well, the sod, because we're trying to do now that basically, now we won the backyard makeover, we're actually going to be doing our wedding in the backyard. So we're actually going to have a ceremony in the backyard.
What wedding?
Because Gabe and I were engaged.
Uh huh.
So we're actually going to be doing our ceremony in the backyard now that we actually.
Wait, you're
have...
living in sin?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are. I know it's not the right way to be doing it, but actually.
Are you kidding? This guy has his pitchfork in his back pocket.
Wait! I see a horn sticking up, holding his ear.
Trowel.
It's a good thing you're off mic.
Yeah. They heard me.
Hey, I know they did. Hey, Heather has a need a microphone to be on the radio. That's cool. When are you going to do the ceremony?
It's going to be September 18th.
Am I invited?
Sure.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Oh, don't do Saturday. I hate Saturdays.
Well, Saturday is usually a good wedding day.
I know it, but everybody does. I mean, I do my prep on Saturday, and everybody wants me to come out and do things on Saturday, and I just want to sleep.
Well, help lay sod and then hand out little things. Like tomorrow when you're nursing your hangover, tune us in.
Well, okay, here's what we... You know, the sod is a little pricey. You and I should do seed.
Actually, I should come out there.
Because
I got a couple estimates from a couple of these people. I thought they were kind of like, they were saying, we could do this really cheap. And they come out there and it was like $700 and stuff. And then I actually just went out there and measured it myself and checked it all out, and actually, I might be able to do it. It's just that we're going to have to take a little longer to do it. I'm just going to, myself and Gabby and myself, we're going to do it.
Do what?
We're just going to buy the sod and lay it down ourselves, so we don't have to pay for any kind of labor or anything.
You could also seed it at this point. It's a perfect time of the year to seed lawn. You'd pay a fraction.
I know. That's what I wanted to do, but then partial of the area where we're going to have the ceremony.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind doing that, but...
you wouldn't be able to walk on it by September 7th.
Right. And plus, Gabby wanted to see nice green grass and the pictures and...
Well, you know, and I can't blame her for that.
Yeah.
But my whole feeling is you did the prep.
Yes.
For this thing. And let me back up just a little bit here. When we came out to do the backyard makeover, it was designed... we had the 20 square feet to... Mm-hmm. Was
200
square feet. I'm sorry,
20 by 20,
400 square feet.
400 square feet.
Yes.
Boy.
There you go.
Here comes math now. Seventh grade, how do you do that again?
So we did 400 square feet, which included the patio, the brick for the patio, a little porch with a little pergola over it, and then a little trellis. You call it a trellis. It looks like another pergola out in the back. You can see this when you go online. And Ron had all this carefully laid out. The problem was the footprint of the deck that they took down was larger than 400 square
yeah.
feet.
It was pretty big. They had a really big deck there from the previous owner.
And not just the footprint of the deck, because a pool used to be there. There was this area that was all sand and gravel and didn't have anything, weeds and didn't have anything.
Actually, probably like Ron's yard. It was all yes. the weeds and stuff.
So yeah. there's probably another 400 square feet where there used to be something, but was now just bare dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in your case, bare clay and rock.
Yeah, we found that the hard way, didn't we?
And so Mike came out and he said, what should we do? I said, well, the easiest thing, really, I mean, I could work with him. All right, this is something people are going to go, well, why didn't you tell him to put in ground covers? Well, because Mike, you got to know your client. Mike's not a gardener, okay? And my feeling was, really, to match the rest of the backyard, probably put a lawn back in. Of course, I did advise him on how to do it organically. So that's the other thing.
And you've got six kids running around, plus all their friends.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's a busy place, so, you know, they're playing back there.
Right.
So you want to create an area for them to play still.
So, you know, we had 400 square feet to cover, and none of us had the money or the time to deal with ground cover over that right now, because we already had probably 200 square feet of plant material put in already,
mm-hmm.
which was donated by Northwind Perennial Farm. And
there's a lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of plants. And
Carol Becker, who did the design, and we had to mention all the people before we finish this. So I said to Mike, you know, we could put some lawn in here. But then the discussion began, do we seed? Do we sod? Do we do the mat? You know, whatever. But the first thing I said, you have to rototill this puppy.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Oh, man.
The first time I tried, I had the smaller machine.
Yeah.
And I've never rototilled before, so I was like, bam, bam, bam. I was like jumping all over the
bouncing.
Place.
It was bouncing off the clay.
It was like it was bouncing off of cement.
Yes.
It was just bouncing all over
so
the place.
So he gets the big, and he had asked me, do I want the big machine or the little machine? I said, I don't know. I don't live in Bolingbrook. I've never done this before. And so he gets the little machine, and it bounces off the clay. So the next day, he gets the big machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't push it. You stand there for about 2 minutes and let it dig into the ground, and then you move forward 6 inches, and then you let it dig into the ground, mm-hmm. and then you move forward 6 inches, and you let it. I mean, that was brutal work.
Oh, yeah. I was so tired. When I got up the next morning, I felt like I got hit by a truck or something.
And he's a pup, okay, compared to Ron and me anyway. So, well, especially me. But and then we added compost. We had some extra mulch, very finely shredded. So I said, any organic matter, throw that in there. And he said, I got some weeds here. I said, rototill them in. That's just any organic matter we can get in here, anything. And so you've prepared it, and I'd hate to see that go to waste.
Right.
That's why I'm saying get that lawn in there now while you've got some aeration in
the
soil.
What I think we're going to end up doing is possibly, depending on how the money goes, possibly – putting the sod on the area where we're going to do the ceremony and the rest possibly seed.
Yeah.
You know, so this way at least she'll get her pictures for the ceremony. Usually, you know.
It's always the darn women. They got to get their pictures.
Yeah.
That sounds like a righteous compromise to me.
It is a righteous compromise.
Yes.
All right. I don't want to obsess on lawn here. Let me take care of some business. We come back. I want to talk about putting the project together and your impressions of it. This is the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Ron Cowgill in the studio from Mighty House. He's on at 10 o'clock with Joe Builder and Robbie Earhart and Mike Leeson. How come Gabby's not here?
She actually stayed with the kids.
I thought this was your vacation from the kids.
My vacation.
It's yours. Yeah,
my
not
vacation.
Hers. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So she had to stay with the kids. She take them to church and stuff. So when you have six kids, it's a lot harder to find somebody to take them. You know, so
especially on a Sunday morning,
people are going, no way.
If
you have one or two, here you go, and you throw them in your back pocket or something. But when you have six of them, it's kind of hard, you know.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. As we get into the fall lawn care season, here's something to think about. Lawn roots and tree roots are in competition with each other, and lawn roots often win. Studies at the Morton Arboretum have shown that turf grass can reduce the amount of tree roots present in the top few inches of soil by 90%. This is just one of the reasons why you don't want to plant your lawn anywhere near the trunk of your tree. And, Mike, what did I do with those trees we planted? put the big mulch circle around it so that you wouldn't be tempted to plant lawn anywhere near those trees.
Right.
That's exactly why. Another reason you want to do this is that if you have a mulch ring around your tree, you're not going to bump into it with your lawnmower or cut the bark with your string trimmer. Make the care of trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard, you're changing your landscaping, or you're moving, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220, the Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees. Now, here's something I was going to suggest to you, but it's probably different from the lawn in your yard, but it might have been something you wanted to try. If you say you want a revolution. Well, there's a lawn revolution going on in America. One of the leaders is Eco Lawn. It's the lawn that uses almost no water or fertilizer once established. Like I said, Eco Lawn is a revolutionary blend of fine fescue grasses that will tolerate shade and will grow in clay soils. Anybody here, have I got an amen here? Sandy soils and nutrient-depleted soils. Eco Lawn is great for the city, great for the suburbs, great for any yard. You can find it at Lake Street Landscape Supply at 810 West Lake Street in Chicago, or go to ecolawn.com, eco-lawn.com, Eco Lawn. And, you know, I think I might have to get over there and slam some Eco Lawn in there, at least in part of yours, and just see how well it does, because that would be a great test for Eco Lawn. So maybe we'll do that.
Hey, gardeners. Want to be inspired? Make plans to visit Cantini Gardens in Wheaton, the 500-acre former estate of Robert R. McCormick. Cantini isn't just beautiful, it's a horticultural masterpiece. Stroll through the spectacular formal gardens created by renowned landscape architect Franz Lipp and marvel at the sheer variety of annuals, perennials, ground covers, trees, and shrubs. You'll love Cantini's Idea Garden, Rose Garden, and Native Prairie, too. Cantini has something for everyone, including museums, picnic area, gift shop, and restaurants. Plan your visit today at cantini.org.
Oh, I love talking to this poor deluded guy, Mike. He just thought it was going to be. He said, "I'm surprised the studio's not as big as I thought it would be." Yeah, you know, the average closet is larger than the studio. All right. Here's a real quote from a real person who used Bobex deer repellent. Here's the quote. "I finally saw my daylilies." I think that about says it all. You know that to deer, daylilies are bonbons, and tulips, well, you don't even want to think about planting tulips if you have deer in the neighborhood, unless you have Bobex in your arsenal. Here's another thing you should know. New growth is unprotected growth. A repellent is effective only as long as it covers the new growth. Now, here in August, you're not going to get a lot of new growth. However, we're coming up on bulb planting season, and using Bobex R as a bulb protector will give your bulbs a chance to survive when first planted and throughout the winter, protecting them from critters like deer, rabbits, groundhogs, squirrels, and chipmunks. There's plenty of information about Bobex products and how to use them at Bobex.com. I saw them at the IGC this last week. Great people. Glad to have them back on the show. All Bobex products are environmentally safe. You're not going to find it in the big box stores, only at a Bobex store, your local independent garden center. You can find Bobex products, and it's spelled B-O-B-B-E-X, at Platt Hill Nursery in Carpentersville, Illinois, Gomez Greens in Chicago, Illinois, Alternative Garden Supply in Cary, Illinois. And remember, plants thrive and survive with Bobex.
In the night I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
They played a lot of these last night, on the new CD at their show last night. Of course, that's Shamar Allen and Paul Sanchez. But let's get to Mike Gleason and Ron Calgo here. I don't know where to start. I should start with you, Mike, because we had this big deck in the yard. You had to kind of wonder what really was going to happen.
Yeah,
he was nervous.
Yeah, I that's the funny thing is, like, I'm kind of a control freak sometimes. And
no, not you.
And Gabby was just like, "I don't care. I'm sure they've done this before, and they know what they're doing."
I hadn't. I've done things like this, but never on this scale.
Meaning they're professionals.
Yeah.
You know? Ron from DR, I'm sure he's done this plenty of times, but I'm just, you know, I can't see. I'm a visual person, so I really need to see something instead of I can't really, it's harder for me to envision things. But Gabby's just like, oh, I'm sure it'd be okay. They're not going to do something that's going to be bad. I'm like, I understand that, but I.
He really wanted to know what he was getting. And, you know, looking at the one-dimensional drawings, yeah. You know, it kind of gave him an idea, but he really couldn't envision it. And
right.
I think
I have a hard time with that.
And then all he saw was us in there tearing his backyard apart, wood flying everywhere, and piles starting to stack up, and didn't realize
And the lawn getting trampled on the side of the house where all the trucks were driving in. And
actually, it's not that bad right now. It's starting to come back, so good. I'm actually really happy about that.
Well, and that's part of the deal. You can't build without bringing the stuff in.
Exactly.
Well, Lucian had put plywood down.
That helped a lot.
He made himself a plywood driveway.
They actually did a lot more work to keep it from going bad because a lot of contractors will just usually go out there and not spend the time because it's a lot more money and stuff. They'll just throw.
And I'm going to tell you something, Mike. You owe the fabulous makeover really to that guy sitting next to you, Ron Cowgill, who just put the schedule together, stuck to it. You lost only one day to rain, even though it rained several days, and was on site for 2 weeks, worked his butt off.
Oh, yes. I was really impressed.
You had some really good help. Bill is really good.
Yep.
Your guy. And
that guy was like a machine with that. Pulse hole digger.
Yeah.
Machine.
And the same thing with my buddy Dave, who I brought in, who just worked really hard. I just set him loose, and he would go. He learned more about putting in plants in 2 days than
he cared to ever know about.
Right. Most master gardeners learn in 10 weeks.
He was going to town.
Yeah. He was. And I was just like, get it done. Yeah. Get it done. And, you know, and that's the goal. You got to get it done. We're all on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of it right now?
It's really nice. I'm surprised.
That's the best you can come up with?
No, it's great. No, I'm just saying it's like I was surprised last night when I sat down, had the lights off. I was out by myself in the backyard sitting down on the new patio furniture that we got also. And I think I'm more surprised because the lighting that they put in there, I really never had lighting or anything. I was really surprised that really – I think that was one of the better parts I really like about the lighting really does
a
good effect at night.
I go digging for 3 days, Ron.
I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying that I'm so surprised.
That's all the time we have, folks. Good night.
Get out of here.
Welcome to my world.
I'm just trying to say that I'm really surprised that the lighting really had that much of an effect.
Yeah. No, and I haven't even seen it because when I left the other week, it hadn't come in yet. The fire pit hadn't come in. The bench hadn't come in.
I mean, everything's in there now. They came in there, put the lights and put it in certain spots and different type of lights, and they had these up lighting on the trees. I mean, it's amazing how it looks.
Yeah.
You know, and
John did a great job with that.
And during the day, you see all the work that Ron did and all the stones that their guys did. But then at night, when you don't have the light, then you can appreciate the subtle effects of the light that's on there. And I never would have thought about doing that if it wasn't done.
I got to ask how the plant's holding up.
They're doing great.
Good. And you know, and the thing that about plants, when Ron and Lucian are done, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
With plants, you got a couple of years where they're going to develop and mature, and you're going to be amazed at how good they look in a couple of years because they spread out. And that's so it's still in progress. It's going to be in progress for at least a couple more years. You know, I'm going to talk to you about watering drip hoses on the
yeah,
trees.
That's one of the things I really want to do because I was out there for a long time watering, so that gets kind of intense when you're doing that.
Yeah, he wants to get one of those soaker hoses for the – it does. It takes a long time.
Yes.
And we haven't had very much rain since we put it in, as you know.
Yeah, I was out there
I warned you about
time.
That.
I was out there for some time watering everyone individually and get out there and make sure they all have enough water.
Well, go to both of our websites, MikeNovak.net, MightyHouse.net. You can see the photos from the ultimate backyard makeover. Ron Gleason, I'm glad you're happy.
Ron Gleason?
I'm sorry.
I changed my name?
Mike Gleason, rather. There's a Ron Gleason in town. He's also on radio. Mike Gleason, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
And are you dragging him onto your show, or are we kicking him out of here? Okay, he's going to stick around for Mighty House. This is Mike Novak. We'll be back next week. Even Heather Fry, I'll give her a microphone. Tune in next week. We hope you do.